JM in the AM, there's a bit of a Zusha selection. One of our favorites, in fact. And this coming Sunday night, the Joseph Kushner Hebrew Academy, Ray Kushner Yeshiva High School, Atid Society presents Zusha. And by the way, you don't have to be affiliated with the school to buy a ticket, support the cause, and come and see Zusha. They'll be in Livingston, New Jersey, of course, at the Kushner Theater, happening this coming Sunday, starting at 7:30 p.m. Again, Zusha for the Atid Society. And with us live via telephone, Rabbi Eli Rubin, who's, of course, the head of school at the Kushner Schools, and Jeremy Halpern, who, along with Sandy Steiner, is co-president of the Kushner Schools. A pleasure to have both of you with us this morning. Good morning, Rabbi Rubin.
Good morning, my friend Nachum Siegel.
And good morning, Jeremy Halpern.
Good morning, Nachum. Thank you for having us on. Such an honor.
And Jeremy, well, honor for me. And Jeremy, we'll get to the event, of course, but I always feel, especially with Rabbi Rubin on, it's most important to talk about what is most important. And Rabbi, I worry about the Jewish world in general outside of Israel in the diaspora. During the first year after October 7th, it felt it wasn't difficult to motivate people and inspire them to keep our thoughts, our prayers, our hearts, and our deeds focused on Israel. And I'm assuming that includes your students as well. I would imagine that it was a very robust and concerted effort in the first year, the entire school year practically last year, to keep the students focused. Now, of course, we're past the one-year anniversary, and people fear that folks around the world especially are going to become a little bit more complacent. Is this more of a challenge for your faculty? Do you find that among the youth there is more of a bit of a disconnect because it's almost impossible to maintain that incredible reaction and maintain that level of concern that we had a year ago?
It's an interesting question. There were so many unknowns that go into this new dynamic. Rabbi Sacks says that we should never try to build Jewish identity among our youth based around tragedy and suffering, and that
Very
we are
good.
A nation of great achievement and success. And
right.
That's always been the focus of the school, is to create a connection with the students and empower them to feel proud Jews. And when these miserable months have started unfolding, what we've seen is that the emphasis on being a proud Jew also led to empowered Jews. And our students and our school have been hyper-focused on the events in Israel and also how they're unfolding here in the United States, both in anti-Semitism and on the college campuses. And our challenge in school is not necessarily to keep the students empowered, but to keep proportion. That on one hand, where the challenges are great, they seem overwhelming, crushing, there's so much sadness. But on the other hand, there's so much to be proud of and so much to be invested in and to be part of. And our students, as a result of that, as we were once before APEC handled it, the strongest APEC Yeshiva High School group, the largest in the country.
Right.
We are still very politically activated and very, very motivated. The students are very engaged and aware. We've had very successful guest speakers that have come in to give multiple perspectives. Students themselves have taken on many initiatives, and all developmentally appropriate. But we're a school that goes nursery to 12, and each of our division heads have been very adept in identifying how we can best keep our students engaged and informed, but keep it developmentally appropriate. And I just reiterate that this is not about tragedy only. This is about strength and fortitude and resolve. And we give that message so our students will emerge from here as fighters and warriors and leaders wherever they go for the Jewish cause.
Yeah, and that's why you've created so many of those. And I forgot about that APAC distinction. It's something to be extremely proud of. And also a point that that you made, but I'm going to reemphasize it, and that is there is a connection through your alumni and certainly through the juniors and seniors who are thinking about their future and, with their parents, etc., and their faculty members and advisors. There is a great connection between your students and what's happening out there, what's happening in Israel on the campuses there, what's happening in the United States on the campuses here, and that has got to be foremost in the minds, especially of the upperclassmen. And with that in mind, I'm sure they and their parents are concerned and are trying to develop, you know, proper direction in terms of how to handle things wherever they may end up. And that's an additional challenge to all of this.
Absolutely. And we're seeing it in our alumni, how right. they've really been taking center in so many of these college campuses, a student in Columbia and Brown, on Harvard and in Stanford, and then of course the universities across the spectrum that have been. Some of them it took me a little bit by surprise, like strength and courage that they demonstrated. And some of them
you never knew they had it in them, huh?
You never. That's why we have to invest in every single child. And that's right. one of the foci of our school is that every single child matters. It's a small, big school where we give a lot of attention to each one of our children, and our faculty is extremely invested in the educational, religious trajectory growth of all of our students. We keep kids watch. And our programming and our outside of classroom education is very inspiring and engaging. And now we see how important that is.
No question about it. And some of the campuses you just mentioned actually also caught us by surprise, meaning that we didn't realize the level of vitriol. I'll be careful not to use the word hate, but I don't know if those who don't prefer that word, if they favor my replacement. But the vitriol on campus is some of it completely caught some of the young people and the adults, or the older adults, by surprise. Both are by Ellie Rubin, head of school at the Kushner Schools, and Jeremy Halpern, co-president of the Kushner Schools. By the way, we should mention, and of course I'm going to give Jeremy a chance in a second to discuss his knowledge about Zusha in a moment, but we should mention with all this in mind that those of you who are interested in the Ray Kushner Yeshiva High School, Rabbi Rubin, I assume the Saturday night open house is still scheduled for this coming Saturday night, right?
You're the best. I don't know how you keep track of every Jewish organization in this country. You're like a walking Jewish link. I don't really understand how you can have people in your mind with that capacity. Yes, our open house is Moshe Shabbat, and we're looking at a great growth potential for the school. We're at 745 students.
Wow.
Incremental growth every single year. The communities around our school are growing, and the people are moving in, and they're finding great happiness. Retention is high. Enrollment is strong. And we have a lot to be thankful for. You know, Marian Batshev Halpern, who are the past co-chairs of Atid, and now Jeremy and Abby Halpern, who are the current chairs, and all of the philanthropic community that is supporting us, along with our co-president, Sandy Steiner, has really demonstrated how a yeshiva could be at the heart and the center of a community, and could run and operate based on a mission with the support and the governance of a board, exceptional educational leaders in the country. And this is the paradigm for all schools to follow.
Yeah, look, we've said this a million times over the years. You have all the ingredients, and it's incredible how you put them all together and come out with a product that you have. By the way, folks, if you do want to explore the open house for Saturday night, they're going to gather at 7 p.m. At the Joseph Kushner Hebrew Academy, Ray Kushner Yeshiva High School. Go to jkha.org. There is a tab, an additional page, /RKYHS open house. You could speak with Allison Lyons, who directs admissions, at 862-437-8050, 862-437-8050, or be in direct contact with her, A. Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at RKYHS.org. Jeremy Halpern, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Oh, thank you, Nachum. It's really a pleasure to be back. And I got to tell you, I could listen to you and Rabbi Rubin talking about Christian academies all day long.
I had a feeling you were smiling through that entire exchange, frankly. Well, look, you know, Murray would be the first to admit that often over the last couple of decades, the Atid Society has looked to do stuff sometimes off the beaten path, you know, different type of act, different type of entertainment, something that, you know, has a following in a certain niche and becomes broader as they become more well-known as time goes by. So this is not unusual for anybody who thinks that Zusha is not exactly mainstream. And I don't want them to take that as an insult. I think they actually may take it as a compliment, frankly. But this is not unusual for the Atid Society to bring into the event, a group or an act that's really revolutionary but may not be known by everybody at this point. Was it, in fact, do you know if Abby, in fact, was struggling with who to schedule for November the 17th, the TID Society event?
I'll tell you, in past years, it would come down to the wire. We'd be talking in August, well, who should we have? What should we do? But somehow last year, as Abby was going through all the names and everybody that we could have, and she started listening to Zusha, she locked them up, I want to say, maybe January, February last year. I mean, incredibly early. Or, wow. Sorry, January, February this year, but right after last year's event.
Right.
And I've been amazed to be walking into our kitchen and hearing Zusha music playing, and it's been incredible.
So there's no regret. It's full steam ahead, and I would assume, honestly, knowing the clientele that you're attracting, I would assume they're very excited about this because for a lot of people, it'll be fresh and new. And for those who are, in fact, Zusha fanatics, I mean, there's nothing better for them than a live performance. So you're going to have a great mix this coming Sunday night. It's open to the public. People shouldn't think that you could only come if you're affiliated with the school. Can I assume that there's still some seats available on Sunday?
There are seats available. They're starting to run out, but I think we have fantastic support this year, both financially and by people signing up to come. I know Zusha's a big name in the city and down in the NYU world.
Yeah.
And we have some excitement from our alumni. We're looking forward to a great show.
Oh, I
have to tell you, just getting back to what you mentioned before, you asked the rabbi about how did the school react and how it continues to react after the October 7th tragedy. Just the horrific times afterwards. But truthfully, we reacted the way we always do. We have the most incredible group of leaders, teachers, administrators, and of course, all under Rabbi Rubin, who is just the top of the top and the greatest head of school of any of the yeshivas around. He pushed us forward with strength and with resolve, and in some ways with music. One of the first things we did was we brought in Yishai Rebo, and we wanted to get the kids back into a positive mode, and it was an incredible day, and the kids running around and dancing with Israeli flags on their back and just feeling proud as Jews and supportive of Israel. And we want to continue it, and hopefully Zusha is going to come in here, God willing, and their music is amazing. And hopefully give that same kind of feeling to all the adults that'll be in the room and the supporters of the school and those who just love great Jewish music.
Well, on your first point, I forgot about that, and you're 100% right. There's 10-plus years, maybe 20 at this point, depending on which age you think Zusha's most appreciated by, of alumni who are, in fact, going to gravitate back to the Atid Society in order to be there Sunday night. So everybody out there, make sure to get your tickets. We'll give you the information on how to do so coming up. But Rabbi Rubin, you got to address this for a second. We have spent many, many a time on this program of over 40 years talking about the power of music in so many different venues. I mean, I could list, a bunch of them for you right off the bat. What about this? What about this fact that as things really looked bleak and downtrodden a year ago, that Jewish music played a role in getting the spirits up, both not only among Jews around the world, but specifically for your students?
Yeah, it's what's so exciting is to watch how the students have connected to Hebrew music from the great inspirational artists, Chaim Ben-Ari and obviously Yishai Rebo and others. Omar Adam is always going to be a big hit from all the kids. And that has created and inspired a new level. Wait, hold on a second.
Sure.
Has inspired a new level of Israel awareness. The concept of, Rav Kook wrote in the early 1900s that when there is a cultural awakening about Judaism and Israel and Zionism, it shows the health and the vibrancy of the people. And he gives a metaphor that if a young child, a little girl, has been sick for a very long time, and then turns around and asks her parents for a doll, it demonstrated that she was moving into a stage of recovery because she wanted to now start feeling the beauty and the splendor of childhood. And he uses that to explain how culture is an expression of the strength and the health of the Jewish people. And there's a lot of latent power that we were unaware of that existed under the layers of our community. And it demonstrated to us when the students just exploded with excitement when Montana Tucker came to school, or Bret Stephens was here, and he said that he wishes he knew about the school when he was younger, he would have sent his children to the school. Yeah. And of course, Yishai Rebo that came. The students are seeing this, I think we all are as adults, as a gam-ba-gam category. There are two things happening at once. We have to be very concerned. We have to be completely focused, engaged, but we're proud of who we are as a people. And we have gone through difficult experiences in the past, and we go out of them with a new set of scars, but a new set of focus. And no one would have asked this to happen. God forbid, this is never something that we should say had a benefit in any way.
Right.
But we're moving in a direction now is going to be stronger and better than it was in the past. I think that's true for Israel. We're seeing a lot of students who are staying in Israel after the gap year. A lot of interest in going and enlisting in Tzahal, which I think students I'm happy and I'm proud that they should do it with their eyes wide open. And we're also seeing a lot of engagement here in the United States of our students, and also in the political process. It's fascinating to listen and to talk what's important for them in this past election, because they're now more aware of what needs to be done. They are the tip of the spear. These students are the ones who are now changing the narrative in the worlds and the spaces they're in. The adult community, not as much. And they know that. And I had a student last year who said he got invited to a very wonderful competitive university. I said, listen, are you sure you want to, you know, kind of take a dive into this? You can go to a school that's a little bit more friendly. He said, I want to be there. This is my responsibility. And I loved hearing that from students. And that's all because of what we have created together with parents in this school, where it's the students with Israeli flags and with Torah and religious Zionism and a faculty that's completely engaged, and students that feel the security and the safety of learning in a school that's suffused with joy. And that's a really important part of who we are.
Well, you're right. We don't want to use the expression silver lining, but it is unbelievable that this has caused such an increased connection among our youth and our adults, but specifically we're talking about the youth and Israel, and in so many ways. And you're right that music has had such a role in all of that. Okay, speaking of Gam Vagam, Jeremy Halpern, so Zusha in performance is coming Sunday night for the Atid Society, but aside from enjoying Jewish music, there's another motivation for Sunday night, and that is to make the Atid Society as robust as possible. And this has been such a key to the stability and financial stability of the school, and making sure that students in need have what they need in order to pursue an education. Tell everybody about the importance of not only enjoying the music, but of supporting the cause.
Oh, our annual campaign, of which Atid is a gigantic part, along with our, you know, our gala dinner, is so important because it does two things. First of all, it allows us to maintain a top standard of excellence and to really go forward with all of Rabbi Rubin's advice and everything he wants to do. Having a strong campaign allows us to do that. But secondly, and equally as importantly, is, you know, we have a big responsibility to being the community school. We're not just one of the yeshivas. We are the main yeshiva in our area. Right. And any child, any family who wants to have a modern Orthodox Jewish education in our area, it's on our responsibility to make sure they can do that, whether they can fully afford to or not. So the school puts out a tremendous amount of money to reduce costs for those that can't, you know, that want to be part of it and want to have a Jewish education for their children, but can't afford to necessarily pay full tuition. And the way we make up for that is through our incredible donors and a few of our events. And the Atid Society is a huge part of it. That's why it's called Atid. It's about our future. It's about the children.
What's the easiest way for people to support Atid? Is there a website or a web address where they can not only make a donation, but actually get tickets for Sunday night? What's the best place to do all that?
jkha.org/Atid.
That's it. jkha.org/Atid. Those of you who want to see Zusha. Those of you who want to see Zusha bring Chassidus into the Kushner schools, it's happening this coming Sunday night, beginning at 7:30. jkha/Atid will get you tickets and, of course, an opportunity to support the campaign to make it as robust, as we say, as possible. And Jeremy, tell me how Abby's handling all this. Obviously, you were sent, it seems, as the representative to talk about Sunday's big event on the air, but I can only imagine how much work the chairperson has got for this Sunday night's event has undertaken and has been involved with for the last many weeks.
You know, nothing. It all comes down to teamwork in every single way. And while I get to do the easy stuff and talk to my great friend, Nothing, and always talk with Rabbi Rubin, which I just love, she's out there doing the work along with Sandy Steiner and our entire events committee, which is just incredible. And these are some of the most amazing women you'll ever meet in your life who just every time get up there and just get it done and make incredible events. And really, people walk out of there just stunned at what we can accomplish, again, in our small, big school. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of excitement, but at the same time, these same ladies and Abby as well are involved in a million other things, working on all these other amazing organizations and specifically our school, all the other challenges that go on and opportunities to improve the kids' lives and day-to-day operations.
Yeah, I can only imagine how great the lay leadership is. All right, folks, there you have it, jkha.org/atid for tickets this coming Sunday night for Zusha. Open house information is on the website of the schools, of course. And Rabbi Rubin, beware. Beware for your Monday morning, Rabbi Rubin. Once Zusha introduces all this Hasidus to the Kushner community, I hope you'll be prepared to deal with all of it.
yeah, you know, as a great descendant of the Bala Gura and the Bnei Yitzchak and the Lanzita and the Noam Elimelech, I'm not only prepared, I'm excited. And I think I always wondered if my great grandparents would ever be proud of me because I took a bit of a litmus turn in my life. I'm really happy now that I have a way to go back and acknowledge my illustrious Yichus that my father had. I just want to add that, you know, it's funny you say that. I think that we need to add more opportunities to teach Hasidus and spiritualism in our academic program, because students learn in different ways. And just like every single student, every child, every person is born in his unique place, as the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin says, everyone also has different spiritual aspirations and connections. And the more opportunities of Torah learning we can bring into the school that relate to students in different levels, the more successful we'll be with every single child. And this is really not the start of a beginning, but this is a continuation of finding those opportunities for spiritual growth.
Rabbi Rubin, always a pleasure. In addition to Sunday night being a success, I hope your 5785 school year is in fact going to be a great success.
Thank you.
Jeremy Halpern. Send our best to all the other lay leaders as well. And you and Sandy Steiner continue to do a great job as co-president at Kushner. And enjoy Sunday night. If you look to your right and you see Rabbi Rubin with his eyes closed swaying to the music, you know that Zusha really got to him.
Thank you, Michael.
I want a video of that, so make sure I have that on my phone on Monday morning. Jeremy Halpern, Rabbi Eliezer Rubin. It's the Atid annual event. My thanks to Batsheva and Murray for introducing me to this years and years ago. There was a time I actually was there a couple of times, and this coming Sunday night, Zusha will be there to. For the benefit of the Joseph Kushner Hebrew Academy and the Ray Kushner Yeshiva High School. More coming up. Hey, here's how we're going to wrap up this segment. Zusha at JM in the AM.
Kadesh bekebi Al tashlicheni milafonecha V'ruach hachecha Al tikach mimevani yiyiyi Hashiva li sison yishecha V'ruach nadiva V'yisis mechayani Sis mechayani Bekebi lev tahor Nadej Shpekebe.